We're visiting with Scott George of Wyoming here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Denver. And Scott is the chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils. Scott, as we talk here on Saturday morning at this conference, give me an update on where things stand. Now, we were in the meeting yesterday where your directors approved a, as I understand it, a straw poll vote resolution that calls for the Federation to stay in the NCBA, under the NCBA umbrella, but to try to develop a more independent structure. So explain to me what that means.
Okay, there's been a lot of controversy surrounding the Federation and where it should be. A lot of the industry has indicated they would like to see it separated, and some have said they don't care if it stays. And I wanted to know from our Federation directors, representatives of their state beef councils, where they want it to be. We took a straw poll yesterday. We're going to take the official poll today in our board meeting. And it will, whatever they decide, is the direction we're going to take. But the straw poll yesterday was overwhelmingly in support of remaining with NCBA because of the efficiencies and the synergies they've had of working together with the contractors and being able to address the issues that face the industry so effectively. And also coordinating the national and the state programs together. And so the poll was very much stay together. And so that's the direction we'll take after they take this final vote today.
How would you define then the terminology a more independent structure?
Okay, the definition of what independent means is going to be determined. We're going to put together a committee to define that, to lay out proposals, and then we'll take it back to our boards again for their input on this, and we'll finalize this. I'm thinking there's a lot of confusion about how independent the Federation is now, and perhaps something like making sure that everyone understands that only the Federation has control of their budget. Only the Federation is electing their leaders and their operating committee members. Those kind of things demonstrate a huge amount of independence, and I'm thinking that's probably where we might end up, but we will see as that goes forward.
Yeah, there was some discussion about the exact verbiage to use. People didn't seem to want to use the word separate, but self-governance was tossed out as a possibility.
Yes, that was word. Separate means divorce. You move out of the building, you move a different place, you'd have separate staff. That was overwhelmingly not what they wanted to say so far, and so that's not where we're looking. Self-governance is a good word. I like that word. It kind of flows with independence, but in the end, that will all be determined and voted on. Our people will have to make that decision.
And if that is made, that decision is approved, how would that change the way the Federation does business?
It really probably wouldn't change it a lot, because right now the Federation acts very independently, even under the NCBA umbrella right now. Right now, the Federation is the only one that elects its own directors and board members. It is the only one that really is directing where most of these research dollars go and where these checkoff dollars go. So I don't see that it will change a lot, but you know what? The fact that it will be defined will hopefully reassure the industry as a whole to the independence of the Federation.
And to those cattlemen who are concerned that may, possibly the relationship between NCBA and the Federation is a little too cozy, what do you say?
If they could come to the convention and see how these committees work, they would be very much reassured. When you see these committees sitting down, and you've got Cattlemen's Beef Board, Federation members, NCBA members, cattlewomen, importers, exporters, members of other organizations sitting around the table and defining the problems, trying to find solutions for them in all these different areas, whether it be retail or food service or new products or public relations or issues management, they would gain an understanding that this is taking industry input, and then those projects are developed and taken to the operating committee, and those people approve those projects to address the issues that the whole industry has tried to identify. This is literally an industry effort. The invitation is open to all the industry to come. I don't care what groups they belong to. Come, participate, give input, because that's where we need this from, is from our producers across the country, irregardless of their political associations or organizational associations.
Again, there's a business meeting this afternoon, and more could happen at that time. Are you pleased with the way things are moving in this convention to maybe try to heal some of the rifts, or are they still there?
I am extremely pleased with the way this convention is going. The producers are speaking up. We asked in our federation meeting, we asked those producers, tell us where you want us to go. Tell us where you want us to take you. And in the Cattlemen's Beef Board meeting, they also spoke up and said, this is where we want to go. And it's important the producers speak and be heard. And so this has been a tremendous deal. Coming into the convention, I was very discouraged about how the future even of the checkoff itself. And coming out of it, I think we are going to be working together much more closely than we have even in the past and addressing the issues for our industry.